Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I have Michelle Featheringill here in Humane Society. You guys are a great organization.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Now, we'll start off with, where are you located? Well, I know where you are, but where are you located?
We're located at 1111 South Camino del Rio, and it's across the side street from the Walmart parking, or the Walmart. Yeah. Shopping area.
Go across the high bridge, take a right, and take another right.
And there we are.
Drop down the hill.
Yes, it's hard to miss us.
Well, it is. And you guys, I have to say, are probably one of the busiest nonprofit organizations in La Plata County, because you have how many animals on average on any given day there?
On any given day, we probably, I mean, we can house up to, say, 55 dogs and
wow.
A little bit fewer on the feline side.
Uh-huh.
We take in about 2,500 animals a year.
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing. I know, Durango being an animal-friendly community with the dogs, it is amazing to me how many you see. Now, let me ask you this. If somebody wants to adopt an animal, what's that process look like?
Well, you know, we certainly welcome people to come in to the shelter and go through and take a look at all of our fabulous felines and canines that we have. And, you know, if you come across an animal that you feel is going to be a great fit for you, we have a meet and greet room where you can go in and be one-on-one with the animal.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of folks that are adoption counselor trained, so they can go in and work with you and give you kind of the nuances of the animals.
Right.
All of our animals are, of course, medically examined,
mm-hmm.
and then they are spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm.
They are microchipped.
Oh,
they
wow.
are vaccinated. And so they are ready to go when you take them home.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't realize the microchipping. So is there... Let's say you find that perfect animal. I'm assuming there are adoption fees because of all the other associated medical things that you do to prepare the animal.
Yes, there are adoption fees. We try to keep the adoption fees as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot for each and every animal that comes to us. And you're absolutely
sure.
Right. Those adoption fees help to offset that.
Okay, and roughly, I'm just curious of what that might run for, let's say, a dog, what that might be. Is it, you know, I'm is it, you know, $300? Is it $20? Roughly, what would it be?
You know, it can be anywhere from $49
uh-huh.
to, say, $129.
Oh,
if it's a, you know, a brand new puppy.
Right.
Puppies are, of course, very, very popular. And we know for a fact that the puppies, of course, have to be spayed or neutered
yeah.
and then vaccinated and microchipped. And so
right.
that covers all of those things.
Wow. So that's still very, very reasonable.
It is.
Especially if you're looking, you know, if you're buying, looking at a purebred dog or something like that, which I really look and go, I love mutts. They got that character, you know, that fun character. And you're giving them a loving home. The other thing I've heard you guys do an incredible job is socializing the pets.
We do. We have a behaviorist, and she is absolutely phenomenal. So most of the animals go through a behavioral assessment, and we have started integrating behavioral trainings so that if we find the animal has some real behavioral issues, sometimes
right.
it can be because they have been unfortunately maybe chained in a yard
sure.
for a long period of time and haven't been socialized. It can be for various reasons. And when we find that there's an issue, then our behaviorist steps in and starts to work one-on-one with that animal.
Yeah.
And we've really begun to do a lot more of that. We're very proud of that program because what we want to do is then have dogs that are very adoption ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there's, well, especially just, you know, if you have kids or grandkids or whatever in the situation and getting that animal that's going to get along with the type of family you have at your house. And I think the other important thing is to know what is your lifestyle and how can that animal enhance the lifestyle. mainly, like, people will say, oh, you know, we have a couple dogs and one's very high energy. It's a German Shepherd. And but luckily I have a Chucket and she loves to chase the ball. So I can burn her out really quick where I can't run anymore. But that's the kind of thing you want to be aware of and knowing what the personality of the animal is.
Absolutely. And that's where, again, our guys that are really adoption counseling trained mm-hmm. really step in and can help with that. Because animals, you know, it's very easy to walk in and fall in love with a puppy or, you know, an adult dog that, oh my gosh, that's just what I want. That's just what I want. So it's very easy to fall in love with animals and how they appear. Mm-hmm. And also, it's very easy to come in and you know, conversely, sort of have a reaction that isn't particularly, you know, the
kind.
It's
positive,
exactly where you're thinking, well, maybe that's not the kind of dog I want to adopt. But in reality, every single dog should be taken on their own merit, their own personality. And you may find that one that you passed by because it didn't maybe appeal to you as much is actually a really good fit for you for all the things you're talking about.
You bet. And you have the experts, it's, you know, to help make that match. You're kind of like eHarmony for animals.
Exactly.
And you put them together
and you
make that match, and you're going to find that, you know, you test drive that animal to make sure it's a good fit. I know I've looked around too. Outside, you got a great play area, fenced in where the dog can run. You can, you know, socially interact. Now, you mentioned with 2,500 animals, you have the Humane Society Thrift Store, which helps fund, I'm sure, a lot of that. But you also have a big event coming up, the Bark and Wine. Let's talk about that so I don't forget to.
We do. Thank you. Yes,
so
we do.
So when is that?
It's October 29th.
Okay.
And we're very pleased this year. We're changing it up a little bit. So we are going to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Nice.
It will be a seated dinner.
Oh,
and
wow.
We will, in fact, have a live and silent auction.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're also very happy that we're having a special speaker come. His name is John Garcia.
Okay.
He is the host of Nat Geo's show series called Dogtown.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so he's going to be coming and speaking at the event. He works for Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, which is a great organization. They are an animal sanctuary, whereas we are an animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely have some services that we both provide.
Right.
And John Garcia is probably best known for his emergency work that he does on behalf of Best Friends. So Katrina, when Hurricane Katrina hit, he was there. When the Michael Vick incident happened, he went to get, you know, 22 of the survivor dogs and take them to Best Friends.
Wow.
So I think his presentation is going to say a lot about what the behavioral issues in dogs, how when you have a really good behaviorist, that kind of training can really make a difference.
Well, and you know, and just understanding the psyche of the animal. And one of our animals that we have, he was a rescue dog, and actually through the Farmington shelter is where we got him. And I think that you just sit there and you wonder, what was your life like? He's probably around four, we're guessing. But you look and go, what was it like? What were those issues? And it took him a while to kind of realize, oh, I can eat here. Oh, I have a friend. I can play. I can run. And all of those things that you bring in with that. So the event, again, is on October
29th,
which is a Saturday, if I'm looking at this calendar correctly.
Yes.
And how can people get tickets, and how much are they?
The tickets are $45 a piece, and you can either buy them online or you can buy them at the Humane Society.
Okay, and online the website is?
www.lpchumanesociety.org.
So that stands for LaPlata County Humane Society.org. And tickets are only $45, and that includes a sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, plus a incredible keynote speaker.
Yes.
They'll be talking about that. You know, it's interesting when you mentioned that. I was thinking, a friend of mine used to produce that show, Emergency Vets, which is out of Denver, which was on the Animal Planet. And she always talked about those just tearjerkers. She said, oh, yeah, we try and tug on your heartstring. But she said, you should see behind the scenes some of the things that go on and things that the veterinarians do that are just so much more above and beyond the call of duty. Now, let me ask you this. So if somebody sees or knows of an animal that is not in the best living situation or is being abused. But let's say you're going, oh, I'm a neighbor or I know this is happening. I just don't want to make that call. What do you recommend for people on how to get involved where they can maybe remain anonymous and report something like that?
Well, we actually have the Animal Protection Services within the La Plata County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. We currently have a contract with both the city and the county. And our officers, which are APOs, Animal Protection Officers, mm-hmm. Are actually dispatched to go and go to those kinds of calls. So okay. It can be anything from a stray that you might see. You know, maybe sure. you're traveling to work and, you know, the first day you see this animal and you think, well, maybe he's just, you know, out and about.
Right.
Second day, third day, you're still seeing this animal. You know, it honestly probably warrants a call.
Yeah.
Because they do. They handle calls that have to do with stray animals, with, as you said, animals mm-hmm. that might be really in unfortunate living circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So dogs at large, vicious animals. And there is, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why people come across right. those types of animals.
And you can also, I would assume, call dispatch the 385-2900 number, which is a non-emergency number. I know that by heart. It's a number. Crime Stopper days back when
Yay.
I was, you know, involved with 385-2900. You can call that number. And they would also dispatch the animal protection officers to come and check out the situation.
Yes, actually, those dispatch our officers are dispatched by the same dispatch that handles
okay.
other emergency calls.
Wonderful. Yes. So where does your majority of funding come from? You have the Bark and Wine coming up on the 29th. You get tickets online or stop by the Humane Society. How else do you guys raise money, or how do you get your funding?
We actually get, as I said, we do have the contracts with the mm-hmm. city and the county. I think people mistakenly think that because our name is La Plata County Humane Society, that we are actually part of La Plata County
right.
in funding. And in actuality, we are a private 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
So as most 501c3 organizations, we do get our funding from everything from donors and other fundraising efforts like Bark and Wine on the 29th.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, grants, to fees for services, as we talked about with the adoption fees
right.
and those kinds of things. So it's, you know, we too are always looking for
sure.
Other revenue streams.
And if somebody would like to donate something for the Bark and Wine, give you guys a call or email you at the Humane Society?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Sure, you bet. We'd love it.
All right, and tickets are only $45. You can get them at the Humane Society or lpchumanesociety.org. It's all coming up on the 29th at the Doubletree. I'm assuming starts at what time? 5, 6?
6.
6 o'clock, and make an evening of it.
Absolutely. You're definitely going to want to come and make an evening of it.
Yeah, and then you can help support your furry friends.
That's exactly right. And are there any other better buddies than your furry friends?
Right. And if you want to volunteer, I'm assuming you're always looking for volunteers to come and help, whether it's receiving stuff for the thrift store or to walk dogs, help feed, clean kennels, whatever it is. Come on out to the Humane Society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, we are so lucky. We're really lucky that we have such great community and we have great volunteers, but we are always looking for new ones.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Will you come back?
Oh, you bet.
All right. Well, we'll get you back in maybe at the beginning of the new year. We'll make a New Year's resolution. How's that?
Hey, I'm sold.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.